Welcome to episode 3 of the Behind Big Brother podcast. It's day negative 1 in the Big Brother house, so we're almost there.
We've made it. Hooray.
This episode of the podcast, we are doing something new. We have stolen the Slip Up Sonia promo idea. If you didn't find out what that was last week, the official Big Brother page requested people to submit words that would slip Sonia up on a live broadcast. We're going to one-up them and do it first.
Because we think that the promo is actually a really good idea. So those who say that we're always negative, no, we really enjoyed this one. So we'll be slipping in some user-submitted words throughout the podcast. We'll try and make it as unobvious as possible, but there's some pretty out there words there.
All right, so let's smash into this thing like a Large Hadron Collider. Let's talk about the housemate secrets first.
So after the secrets idea being promoted when we first found out Big Brother was coming back and then disappearing from all of their marketing materials completely, they've brought it back. Now, as soon as the housemates were in lockdown, they've announced again, maybe with a little shove from us, that the secrets are back. Every housemate has a secret or some secrets or a number of secrets. And over the launch week, they're going to have to guess some of the other housemates' secrets, or they'll be given some to match up to some of the other housemates. It's not quite sure how it's going to be laid out just yet, but I'm kind of excited about it. Excited that I think there could be some interesting ones in there, not necessarily about the idea of secrets. I think everyone's got a secret. Everyone has many secrets. Why are they playing it up? But you know, one of the ones that I'm really interested in and do hope that we see is someone being a refugee of some description. We all remember the Merlin and who was that guy that he got an argument with? I can't remember.
Paul.
The Paul fiasco. Great, actually really, really good viewing and put stuff into it. It started discussion and I think that's what this show is really about. So I would love to see a refugee of some description in the house. What are your favorites?
Well, I think the refugee asylum seeker boat people thing is fairly likely because they did ask that during the audition process. It was one of the key questions when you got through to stage 2 or whatever it was. The hot topics question, which was about what are your thoughts on boat people? What are your thoughts on gay marriage? They'll either use it as a secret or they'll throw it in as a discussion topic on the weekly family dinner, where they try and sort of promote heated arguments and that sort of thing. Yeah, I'm feeling the same, that I'm not totally sold on it being secrets. Everyone has something interesting about themselves. So the secrets thing is just sort of like a marketing ploy to wrap it up and get people interested. It's very likely there's going to be a gay housemate, a housemate with a weird job, probably not prostitutes.
No, it has to be family friendly.
Family friendly, but someone with a crazy job, or they haven't told somebody that their job is actually they herd cattle for a living. I don't know.
I think there could be the, I think, yeah, it's a done deal that one of them is going to be gay, but a twist on it could be that the person has been married to their partner from another country, and you know they're campaigning for gay marriage equality, or I feel like that's definitely going to go in there. Or maybe someone who's in a relationship with someone else and they've adopted a child, or I don't know. The problem in my head about this secrets thing is, did they pick housemates with the brief "we want you to have a secret," or did they pick housemates they wanted and then ask them to divulge things that could be secret worthy? Like, which came first, the chicken or the egg in this situation? I'd like to think that the housemate selection was first and the secrets thing came later, but the secrets idea had been there since the very beginning.
Yeah, because if they chose people entirely based on one secret, from everything we've seen, most of the secrets are going to be revealed in the first week. So what else have we got to go for the next 80 or so days? Mm. It might dry up.
Yeah, and I also feel like the secrets thing could get in the way of that first week getting to know you thing. There's always a getting to know you task. And if you remember back from Big Brother 6 when Dave the farmer came out as gay, that happened at day 4. Like it was part of the getting to know you thing. That is this going to get in the way of 14 people getting to know each other?
Well, I feel that the secrets thing is actually just a rehashing of the getting to know you task. Because according to all the EPG and TV guides, the descriptions for the show say things like the housemates will learn each other's secrets How will this affect the dynamic? Well, actually, they've done that every season in the Get to Know You task. And they'll be tested on it. They'll go into the diary room and be answered and answer questions. Maybe there'll be a snap eviction. If someone doesn't score high enough, they'll get sent to a secret room or whatever. I wouldn't base the whole season around secrets. It seems like it's going to be a first week only thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to see the whole thing based around secrets. It'd get in the way. Let's remember what this show is about, which is about putting people in a house and finding out what is about them. There might even be some details that aren't the person's secret, but then they come out along the way and actually are really fascinating about these human beings that we've just plucked out of society.
What are your secrets, David?
I really, really love red wine.
That's not a big secret.
No, it's not a big secret. But what I think is a secret of mine might not necessarily be a secret to someone else. Like, to someone, them being gay is a secret. To someone else, being gay is just part of their life. It's a very insular one person thing. Like, is it what Big Brother thinks a secret, or is it what this person thinks, this housemate thinks that they're a secret? And if so, are they willing to give it out to the entire world? There's always going to be, when the secrets come out, there's going to be someone who emails in like, yeah, everyone's known that that person's gay. All his friends know he's gay. But some of them are going to have to be put on to a certain extent. Let's move on to the next thing, which is
Let's talk about the launch. I think we discussed it briefly on the last episode, but yeah, the launch is right around the corner. The taping happens on Sunday night. So you will probably listen to this episode on Sunday. So it's happening tonight and then broadcast on Monday night. It's not live. Don't believe the ads. They're cracking down quite seriously on mobile phones, on electronic devices, and it's a very short show. And we have learnt this week as well that not all the housemates will be revealed during the launch. It's going to be spread over two or three nights.
Yeah, so there'll be the big special. Some amount of housemates will go in on the Sunday, which is shown on the Monday. Then there's another live special on the Tuesday where we assume some more housemates are going in. And then there's another long episode on the Wednesday, not live, or maybe not in front of a live audience, but might be Sonia live, bringing some people into the house. We've mentioned it briefly. I have a big problem with Big Brother playing Big Brother on the studio. On the crowd in the auditorium, banning phones. And it's 2011. Like, you know, you can't... I mean, sorry, it's 2011. It's 2012.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Maybe I love red wine too much. You know, this is a... Live TV is a phenomenon that we've all seen it and done. And it's... It really still irks me. I don't understand it. Also, you can't prevent someone from bringing in a pen and paper.
And if you happen to bring a pen and paper, maybe it's just like in your bag. It's been there for a while. If you do have a pen and paper at the launch, then maybe now is the time to start your career as an author and start jotting down things you hear and then send it to us.
Yeah, just scan it and send it in. No need to even transcribe it. Just send it in.
Don't think this whole hashtag and this whole shush campaign is going to work.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
The Your Eyes Only hashtag, it's fallen to the wayside. They throw it in to the official Big Brother Twitter feed every now and then, but people are going to want to talk about it when they come out.
Yeah, and there's thousands of people there, or hundreds of people, I'm not sure. You can't prevent all of them from going home and talking about something. And if anything, saying you can't and I'm going to take your phone off you makes people more likely to do it. It's all a bit toxic.
On when the launch night is broadcast, we will be doing our own sort of live podcast episode, and we use live in the same term as Big Brother. Not actually live. We'll be recording ourselves as we watch the show on Monday night, and we'll our next episode will be a highlights package of that. So stay tuned, something to look forward to.
Next up is this idea of Facebook voting, which we got some idea of when the preview official website was leaked onto the internet. And we've received some more information today about how this process is going to work, and it closing off a little bit earlier than the phone lines would close off so that auditors and whatnot can go through the votes. It's a new idea. It's a really interesting embrace of social media. I think I'll put a question mark around it because I'm not so sure that it is actually going to happen. But the idea that you can only vote to save a housemate using the Facebook voting, and if you're friends with that housemate, your vote isn't valid, which I think is quite interesting because using Facebook, it could figure out if you are a friend of a person. And we all remember that in the audition process, all of the potential housemates had to become friends with the little sister character. So that could potentially, technologically, I think it could work. I think that they, if they wanted to do it, they could. But I kind of like that. We all remember the MLS scandal, if you will, of Fitzy way back when, and his friends pulling together their money and voting to save him and potentially succeeding in it.
They were selling t-shirts and using the proceeds to save Ryan Fitzgerald from eviction, and the t-shirts were being sold at Dreamworld. It was pretty outrageous, and it just happened.
And they were making a fair amount of coin as well, and he wasn't a well-liked housemate either. Like, he was... I know he's made something of himself now, but yeah, the idea of removing someone's friends, I kind of think to myself, what happens if someone doesn't have Facebook? But I think I'm the only person that doesn't have Facebook.
Yeah, actually, one of David's secrets, he doesn't have a Facebook account.
It's indeed.
Pretty insane. Anyway, but what's to stop people from just signing up a whole bunch of accounts on Facebook with pseudonyms and voting that way? I know we've heard that there will be a 24-hour restriction, so you're only able to vote online once every 24 hours. So people would have to go to a lot of effort, I understand, to use extra accounts to sway the votes. But I think this is just sort of a gesture to Facebook, because as far as we know, the Facebook voting will be free. But really, they want you to call 1-900 numbers and text premium numbers so that they make a bit of coin out of this.
I'd like to see Facebook voting not used for evictions or saving, but used for things like tasks. Okay, let's put it out to our social media followers. What tasks should the housemates have this week, or what foodstuff should be taken away, or something like that. Like, use it for some kind of crowdsource entertainment. Don't take away from this voting and eviction thing, which is, I mean, yes, they implemented the save, which changed the whole system, but it's kind of one of those crux, back to basics, Big Brother things that you vote to evict.
Yeah, I do agree. Because online voting can be such a contentious issue, it's probably best for used for tasks that are less serious, like should a housemate give birth via vaginal delivery, or should they have a C-section if there was to be a pregnancy in the house?
Absolutely. These are the hard-hitting issues that we need to be discussed by Facebook voting and decided on. Another thing we have discovered this week is that Big Brother will be bringing a show to our screens called Big Brother Confidential. There's not a lot of details about it out there. I assume it's going to be some kind of panel show. Sonia hosts the morning show, so she's got some experience in doing that. It wouldn't surprise me if it was a similar type of setup to that. Kind of, what was it called? Big Brother's... It's Big Brother's Little Brother in the UK, but there was one we had here.
It was called Big Brother the Insider in 2003. Right. It was hosted by Tim Ferguson, and they sort of had experts in the area. We were never invited onto that show.
No.
Anyway, but we digress. Yeah. It had previous housemates. They had a few reps from different gossip magazines.
The house psychologist was in there at one point.
Yeah. And there is a new house psychologist I noticed in a few newspaper articles this week. So she might be on it. I don't know who else. They'll probably take calls from fans. Mike Goldman will probably be on it. That's the other thing. They have this extra show, but they haven't announced any extra hosts. We've been told that Mike Goldman is only doing voiceover work for this season. He won't be hosting anything. So I don't know if Sonia's going to host this extra show or not.
She seems to have a very full plate. She's a very, very busy girl. Between all of this shuffling and hosting shows, she's going to be really under the pump.
And she has to fit these shows in with her other appointments, like her appointment to go get our ultrasound cavitation, mornings, all the pre-recorded Big Brother packages. She'll be doing the eviction shows.
And we all remember how long it takes to announce the eviction phone numbers at the end of an eviction package, repeating 1902555593 14 times. That takes quite a while.
And especially if we're voting to save, there's going to be many nominees. Like every week, all housemates will be nominated.
Half of the Daily Show will be just announcing the phone numbers. The good thing about Big Brother Confidential is, maybe not just about that show, but the good news is that Friday Night Live, as we'd kind of already assumed, is absolutely gone. Not coming back. It's dead. Thank Christ.
Well, this is a pretty contentious issue because a lot of people on the official Facebook page love Friday Night Live and they're not happy. I'm happy.
I would rather give cunnilingus to an echidna than watch that show. It is completely atrocious. I would rather watch a panel show, and we're not. You know, there's not going to be uncut this year, so I think that Big Brother Confidential, and there's no live streams, which is another thing we've got to talk about. So that Big Brother Confidential could provide some additional packages that you're not going to see in the Daily Show, and give you a little bit of a behind the scenes, or not behind the scenes, behind the Daily Show kind of look at these housemates that you are essentially spending your money on.
Well, and another thing, what happened to that Up Late? Well, it wasn't going to be called Up Late, but that adults show that was going to be on Go Channel every night. Where did that go?
No, nothing announced for Go yet except repeats of The Daily Show. But we have to remember that Up Late never started until the second week, I think, or the second or third week. So it could still come. And I think it would be a shame for Channel 9 to not utilize their other digital channel to show some additional content. This is actually a good segue into the live stream. Can I say debacle?
Yes, you can.
So
this live stream fellatio debacle.
Fellatio debacle, whereby Big Brother has announced now that there will be no live stream, not online, not on television. I'm pissed about it. I think I didn't watch it a lot, but there are times where you'd log onto it and, you know, watch it for 15, 20 minutes, half an hour. And it's the time where you get to see the stuff that is not going to end up in The Daily Show most of the time. It's actually just people talking. It's the crux of this entire show. It is the bits where you get to make up your decision, who you like, who you don't like, and you get to see how these people are when they're not being packaged into a five-minute storyline for a Daily Show. I think it's a real shame that it's not there. There's Alex, the producer, executive producer, responded on Twitter to a few of the people's comments and said that they tried for it and for whatever reason they couldn't do it. I don't think that that's a good enough excuse, especially if it's a budget thing. He comes out this week and says that he wants to go back to the core of the format. That having a feed or where someone can log on and watch it at any time of the day or night and have their own experience with Big Brother is the core of this.
The other main argument too is the accountability factor. Without the live feed, without a raw live feed where you can just watch what's going on, and mind you, it was censored and they did cut away every now and then. But the only way that we're finding out what happens in the house is through The Daily Show and through these prepackaged, heavily edited shows. So, I mean, what's to say that they can't sway public opinion for or against a housemate or influence an eviction if they feel that a very interesting character is going to be kicked out that week? They'll just tweak the footage that's shown of them. The big example I keep thinking of is if this happened in 2006, if there was no live feed in 2006, we probably would not have learnt about the turkey slapping thing at all. It would have just been completely swept under the rug. We would have never known that. What were their names again? Ash,
Camilla, Ashley.
Ashley and forgettable person did turkey slapped Camilla. And that was a pretty big deal.
Yeah. I don't think that it was a big deal that it, I don't know, stuff like that happens. I don't know how to politically be correct about this, but without that, we wouldn't have seen it. And you don't see a side of these people. And it did start discussion, which was really interesting. And just the other things that come out on the feed that you hear about that just wouldn't end up in a Daily Show because they're not that interesting, but they're the tidbits of the behind the scenes thing that this show is about. And it's essentially people just sitting around having conversations for 24 hours a day. Big Brother has said that they will provide hourly video updates, or what was the word? Unedited footage provided online. To me, that sounds like some poor video producing intern is sitting there packaging up an hour into some small amount of footage to put online. Also, you can't expect that people are going to want to watch the hours that's just passed that someone else has produced. It's like our mini Daily Shows. And surely the time that it would take to create that is more than it would cost to have someone just sitting there watching the feed and then cutting away to the shot of the pool and cutting the audio if something controversial does come up. We all learned to live with that. That was fine. We understood it. There are rules. There are things that can't be said in the house. That was fine. It was fine to cut the feed.
Let's not forget that in the last 8 seasons, the diary part of the official website has always been crap.
A wasteland. It's turned into a wasteland.
So I am concerned about how they're moving it towards their own Twitter feed, because not only will they be asleep at the wheel, now they're restricted by 140 characters per update. I mean, how much can you tell us about what's going on in the house in 140 characters?
Not a lot. You won't even be able to fit housemates' names in there.
And there's been quite a big backlash on the official Facebook page as well. It turns out that is wine being poured. It turns out that it is a Saturday night. We're allowed to be pouring wine while we do
absolutely
this. We're working hard. We're slaving away on our website on a Saturday night. Wine needs to be involved.
I really hope that little sis is the one that is behind the live feed updates, because we all know that she's just going to be around behind the scenes providing these updates. Like, it's going to be so naff. It's going to be really naff. I always got upset with the diary, because when it came weekends or even after about 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon on weekdays, it was forgotten about. It was updated once an hour, and often that's when the good stuff actually happens, because the housemates get given booze or they turn on the jacuzzi or whatever. Sorry, the hot tub. This the hot tub with the open side, as it is in this season. It was never kind of announced. And they did hold back on stuff and got Chloe to the fact of saying, there's been a heated argument, check out the Daily Show tomorrow for more details, which is an interesting way to tie... Well, it's not interesting, but it ties it back into you watching the Daily Show. But I don't think it's going to be any good. It's definitely not going to be nearly as good as our own fan diary.
I think little sis is really going to go hard Gangnam style with her behind-the-scenes look into the house. She's brought us such exceptional scoops lately, like the types of DVDs lying around hotel rooms in lockdown. Mm. Fascinating. Just fabulous.
Hashtag your eyes only.
A new round of housemate ads started being broadcast over the last few days on Channel 9, where we're given a preview of one potential housemate, but the catch is they are hidden amongst a bunch of paid actors who are all looking very stereotypical, and they've been contrasted against each other quite well. There's a nerd... There's some
older people.
Yeah, there's some older people. And well, we know they're the paid actors because Alex, the executive producer, has already told us that no one's older than their early 30s. So, yep, all paid actors. I wouldn't be surprised if everyone in the ad was a paid actor, to be honest.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I think there are at least, there's at least one in every advert, or at least one in the suite of ads. I like the fact that the ads are state-based as well. The one in WA says, there are housemates from WA in this year's Big Brother house. Who's it going to be? And then it shows a snapshot of them. I think it's a good ad campaign. It's better than the shuffling thing, that's for sure. And it's nice to see them being willing to potentially have the housemates out there before the actual launch night. It gives viewers a little bit more than a dumb dance and some kind of vignettes of corners of the house. It actually allows people to learn more about the show before it's actually on. And it starts excitement. Like, take a look at our forums and when they announced it on the Facebook page, people were genuinely excited. That's what happens when you have a good ad.
I do like the ads. I do like the premise behind them. If I want to be nitpicky, and I always am, did you feel that Sonia was a bit stiff in those ads? She suddenly appears and she sort of, who will be in the house?
I don't know. I didn't pick up on that. Do you think that she might have had a bit of cockburn?
This week, it was announced that Holden has signed on as a major sponsor of the show alongside KFC, and no one's surprised about KFC signing on. I think they've been a sponsor for many seasons.
Yeah, there was the whole Twister thing where they tried to incorporate Twisters into nominations and evictions. It was really, really embarrassing.
I would like to go to KFC, and they have a special deal. You could get a special Big Brother Twister, and it has the housemate's face imprinted in the pita bread. And then you get to eat the housemate.
And also the piece of chicken inside is shaped like Sonia Kruger.
Interesting, yeah.
And the lettuce is her hair. I think that would work. Yeah, the KFC one is not surprising. The Holden one, we all remember that when housemates were given cars way back when.
Was it? That was a very long time ago. We're talking 2003, possibly.
Very long time ago. But an interesting brand choice, I think. I mean, it's a quintessential Australian band, Holden. A brand. So tying that back in with an Australian show, with Australian people. But I always had a problem with housemates receiving cars. They're being paid to be on this show.
Maybe the winners. Maybe it's good for the winners. The winner to get a car. Mm. Fair enough. You lasted 80 something days in the house. Mm. If you're evicted in the first week, no car for you. Mm. The housemates get paid every week that they're in the house. And the last figure that we heard directly from the live stream was $600 a week. It's probably a lot more than that now.
The interesting thing with the sponsors, and we saw it in the last season, was how they started tying it in to product placement within the actual show. You'd get a cut of the housemates preparing their breakfast, and all of the other brands of the food have been blacked out and replaced by the Big Brother typeface, but there'll be one brand, be it cornflakes or KFC or something, that would be fully visible, or a can of Coke just off to the side. It's classic brand placement, but Holden is not something you can do inside the house. So we're going to have to deal with a lot of Holden ads being sold during the daily shows and during the evictions. But the other sponsors, I'd be interested to see how they're going to tie them in. They'll probably get some KFC in the house or something.
Yeah, there was a task in 2006 or something. I remember from reading the recaps, they had to construct a house out of Pringles cans.
That's right, yeah.
Things like that. Oh, and M&Ms. M&Ms everywhere. M&Ms in the shape of...
I can say it.
I've actually been slipped up.
M&Ms in the shape of cumulonimbus clouds.
Congratulations, James T. You just slipped me up. David, not so much.
I've been trying to slip in Gangnam Style for quite some time now, and I've never found the appropriate time to do it.
Oh, I said that before.
Oh, right.
So me being slipped up may have had something to do with us being towards the end of the bottle of red wine that we're drinking.
Definitely close to the end.
But speaking of Gangnam Style, everyone look it up on YouTube. They have this really crazy dance on there that should have been the Big Brother Shuffle.
I think that the Gangnam Style should definitely have been the Big Brother Shuffle. It's highly irritating. It's a highly irritating song. However,
Is that party rock song.
Yeah. I think it would have been much better. Or there's a scene in it where the guy from the band is kind of like flailing about in a spa with quite an overweight and like other South Korean man. That could have been an interesting like Mike Goldman, Sonia Kruger moment.
Oh, and the part where he's on his all fours and there's another guy gyrating above him and looking very enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
Sonia and Mike doing that would have been fantastic. Hmm.
I think maybe we could put Gangnam Style over the top of the party rock anthem. Actually, this is my weekend project. I'm going to do that. I'm going to dub the current advert with Gangnam Style. Stay tuned. I'd like to pose a question. Do you think that Big Brother is going to be as popular as previous years when it comes back this year?
I think it will spike at the beginning because there's a natural curiosity for everyone to go back and see how it compares with the Channel 10 run. But I do feel that it will taper off.
Back to 2008 levels?
It's really hard to say. There's a lot of anti-Big Brother sentiment out there. I think Big Brother fans are sort of a little blind to it, but you just have to like read the letters section in MX newspaper, or people are just not happy. Their automatic response without seeing it is, why is this show back on television? What a waste of time, etc., etc. People are going into Big Brother with either a very positive attitude towards it or they hate it. Mm. So I think everyone will tune in at the very beginning. And ratings will be fairly good. And then I do feel it will drop off. I mean, that's a normal thing, the drop off. The cynical side of me says that it will only go for one season.
I think unless we see huge viewers and consistent high viewership, it will only last for one season. It's an expensive show to make. We've talked about this before. It's really expensive to put on. The amount of footage that has to be recorded and then cut together and then go through the lawyers. There are just so many people involved in producing this show. So unless it has some really, really good deals, that article about the advertisers this week said that they were still trying to secure two or three other major sponsors. So they're still, for all we know, scrambling to get that together. And it's also a GFC and Channel 9 have a lot of money to pay back. They have loans that they need to pay back. There was the talk of them being bought out by Telstra at one point. I think that kind of went off into the ether. But they kind of need to make it work. The vibe I get is that they need to make this show work. I agree that there will be a spike at the beginning. I think it'll be more popular than 2008. I think by 2008, people were at capacity. They'd seen it for 8 years. nonstop. It was to be expected. It was the same thing. Kyle and Jackie O really pissed people off. They weren't good hosts. You know, as much as we bagged out Gretel, she is an amazing host. She did really, really well at that show. She held the whole thing together. Apparently, she was very instrumental in bringing the concept to Australia as well. I think now Sonia is quite a well-loved character. I don't think there'll be any of that host backlash. Some of the dedicated fans might like Gretel over her, but it's a whole different ball game now. I've said it a few times now. I'm genuinely excited that it's back. I know that we can sound negative, but this is an exciting time. It's kind of something that I never thought would happen again, but it has, and I'm keen. Our website wouldn't exist without this show, and I'm really excited it's back.
I'm shedding a tear over
here. I'm shedding a tear.
Well, it's just around the corner, and we'll see what Big Brother has to bring tomorrow night. It's quite likely that we'll have quite a few updates following the live taping. If you don't like spoilers, then don't visit the website. But I think all of you like spoilers, so visit the website.
Yeah. Join our forums. Follow us on Twitter. Start the discussion there. We're open to all of it.
We are going totally Gangnam style on Big Brother.
Absolutely. I'm going to Gangnam style the fuck out of it. I think that's the first time I've sworn on this podcast, which is actually quite surprising.
We did say cunnilingus and fellatio earlier.
They're not swear words. They're completely natural things.
We should talk about the featured beverage.
The featured beverage this podcast is red wine. It's Jamie and Charlie. It's a Shiraz. Very delicious. It's from Denmark in Western Australia, 2010. The label of it has a picture of two people who look like they've been arrested for some kind of, you know, misdemeanor.
Maybe they took their mobile phone to the Big Brother launch.
That's where I was going with this. I think
steal your thunder.
We'll post a photo as the album art, but I think these two people had brought in their mobile phones and they were texting their loved ones, OMG, I'm at the Big Brother launch, I'm having such a good time. And Alex Mavroidakis came stumbling out of the production house and snatched their phones off them and crushed them under his shoe.
One thing we didn't do this episode was the As Seen on the Official Big Brother Facebook page. It was a regular segment that we'd been planning to do, but it turns out there isn't anything funny on the official Facebook page at the moment. Everyone's just asking when does Big Brother start, with lots of spelling mistakes.
Lots of exclamation mark, excessive punctuation. It also seems to be a lot of the same people posting stuff as well. So hopefully when it starts, we'll see some more. There doesn't seem to be any moderation at the moment on the page. Like, Big Brother is responding to things selectively, genuine questions, but there's just a lot of shiznit. With 130,000 fans on there, you're going to get some garbage, and by gosh, is there garbage on there at the moment.
There's one I want to highlight, that one particularly enthusiastic, way too enthusiastic fan. He's posting pictures of himself with KFC, and he's like, wow, it's just a TV show. We shouldn't say that on the podcast, just a TV show.
It's more than a TV show.
It's our lives.
Regular listeners of our 2008 podcast will remember the off-topic segment that we brought in pretty much when we decided that we were not enjoying Big Brother anymore and we didn't have anything to talk about, but we really enjoyed podcasting. So we're going to bring that back, considering we don't have anything as seen on the official Big Brother Facebook page to say. We'll bring in the off-topic section.
My one off-topic item for this week is TV show recommendations. If you're an avid TV watcher and you're clued in with memes on the internet, there was the Honey Boo Boo Child meme. I'm just going to insert some audio right here.
I'm Alana, I'm 6, and I'm a beauty queen. Brothers must be crazy if they think they're going to be me, Honey Boo Boo Child.
That kid got her own TV show, and it's just started in America. There doesn't seem to be anything available on BitTorrent right now, but so you will need a VPN for all you geeks out there to watch this show on American websites. But if you can get it, I would highly recommend watching the show Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. It's trailer trash. It's fantastic. But the real highlight of television this week that I've discovered is a show called Polyamory, Married and Dating. And you can get this on BitTorrent. So Fire up your illegal downloaders. Not that I condone that thing, but if you choose to do it, then do it. This is a crazy reality TV show from America following two polyamorous relationships, one with three people, one with four, and sort of their ups and downs and dramas in between. No Big Brother show could ever get as mesmerizing as this show. Sorry to bag Big Brother, but it's fantastic and I highly recommend it.
Polyamory means that we're all in love with each other and committed to each other.
Everybody's in full consent.
And there's no cheating.
Nothing to hide.
The hardest thing for me about being in a triad with a married couple is that I am always left out of things. They get invited to a wedding, it's never a plus two.
I just watched the advert today and I'm super keen to watch it the moment that this podcast finished and I finished this glass of wine. On the subject of television shows that are good to watch, The Shire is it's a contentious issue. Some people really, really hate it. I think it is fascinating. I mean, it's trash. It's absolute trailer trash, but it's great Aussie television. If this is what fills in our Australian television quota, then I am all for it. There are some really, not interesting, but like really dumb characters in it. And following the lives of people that aren't you is really fascinating. It's almost like a Big Brother-esque type situation. I mean, yes, they're not in a house and they're not given tasks and whatnot, but it's following around people. It's people watching, which is one of my favorite things to do, especially on trams.
I do really enjoy The Shire as well. It's a show that makes you feel really good about yourself because you judge people like you judge them. You say, oh, I'm so much better than those two girls with plastic lips. And
the show allows you to do that as well. Yes, it might be terrible, but it's set up for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely terrible. But it's basically a train wreck to make you feel better about your life and to silently laugh at others. And Big Brother has an element of that as well. But The Shire is just, I really started enjoying it once it got past the point where it was seemed to be taking itself seriously. It knows that it is like the bottom of the pit, and that's why we love it.
It's interesting to see what Channel 10 are now putting on in the Big Brother time slot. So previously when Channel 10 had it, it would be Home and Away, which has a very dedicated fan base, and I'm sure there were people switching between channel and channel, but Home and Away is a very dedicated fan base. But now they're bringing that wedding show, or you can have $25,000. I might have the figure wrong there, but to plan your wedding. But the catch is the man has to plan the wedding, not the woman. And the woman just has to agree with everything. Personally, I think that's it's a okay concept for a show, but I don't think it's going to stand up to a Big Brother. Maybe if they're putting MasterChef on, that would stand to Big Brother. It's a very, very popular show. But this wedding planning thing, and there's also that Everybody Dance Now show with Chris Brown or someone on it. We've all seen So You Think You Can Dance. And Dancing with the Stars. We've all seen Farmer Wants a Wife. They're not interesting concepts anymore. I think Big Brother coming back is far more interesting. Yes, I am biased, but than those two shows.
Right, so it sounds like Channel 10 is just plucking show ideas from everywhere else. Like, The Shire is a rip-off of Laguna Beach on MTV. This wedding thing you speak of is a rip-off of various sources, like BBC Three had a wedding show. Channel 4 in the UK had a wedding show. Like, TLC, which is where most trash television comes from. That's an American channel. Yeah, they're just picking and plucking.
Do you remember the ultimate best dating television show? It was an American one and I can't remember the name of it, so you're gonna have to tell me out, but it was one of the first ones where they put them on a resort and everyone kind of started cheating on one another.
Temptation Island.
Oh yes, that was so good. That was such an excellent show. That was the beginning of those trash reality television shows, but also just excellent programming. It was just all these kind of dingy shots of people in jacuzzis, you know, cunnilingus, fellatio, cockburn. It was
vaginal delivery.
Vaginal delivery. It was toxic.
There was like powerful sex, as powerful as you'd find in a Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah, it was before the Gangnam Style, but there was some Damn it, James D.
Okay, we're wrapping up this episode. Thank you for listening.
Tune in next week. Also, I forgot to mention, if you have any ideas of things that you want us to talk about, send it in to us. You can find our contact details on the forum or on the main part of the website. Send in some ideas, maybe some off-topic ideas, or we want to hear what you think as well. We're going to try and get these voicemail lines back up if we can, which is always a good source of feedback from everyone. But yeah, get in touch.